Twitter withholds account of Popular Front of India in response to legal demand following ban. Twitter slammed by firms over ads displayed next to offensive accounts, ad campaign suspended. Facebook must pay compensation to Rohingyas over online hate speech campaign, says Amnesty International. Tesla appoints Airbnb co-founder Joseph Jebbia to board following US SEC complaint by shareholder body. Oppo A17, Oppo A77s set to launch in India soon, price tipped. Microsoft discontinues SwiftKey keyboard support on iOS devices. The official Twitter account of Popular Front of India has been withheld in India by the social media platform in response to a legal demand a day after the center bans the outfit under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act for terror links. The government has ordered the blocking of all the social media traces of the banned outfit, including its Twitter, YouTube channels, Instagram and Facebook accounts. The Ministry of Home Affairs made the announcement to ban the organization through a notification declaring the PFI and its associates or affiliates or fronts as an unlawful association with immediate effect. Along with PFI, the ban is also imposed on its fronts, including Rehab India Foundation, Campus Front of India, All India Imams Council, National Confederation of Human Rights Organization, National Women's Front, Junior Front, Empower India Foundation and Rehab Foundation Kerala as an unlawful association. Some major advertisers suspend their marketing campaigns or remove their ads from parts of Twitter because their promotions are appearing alongside offensive tweets. Ads for at least 30 brands ranging from Walt Disney, Comcast, NBC Universal and Coca-Cola to a children's hospital have appeared on the profile pages of Twitter accounts that peddle links to the exploitative material, according to a Reuters review of accounts. "We are horrified," Davis Maddox, brand president at Cole Haan, tells Reuters after being notified that the company's ads appeared alongside such tweets. He adds, "Either Twitter is going to fix this or we'll fix it by any means we can, which includes not buying Twitter ads." Facebook should pay reparations to the hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas forced from their homes in Myanmar in a campaign exacerbated by rampant online hate speech, says Amnesty International in a report. The Rohingyas, a mainly Muslim minority, were targeted by Myanmar's military rulers in 2017 and driven into neighboring Bangladesh, where they have since lived in sprawling refugee camps. Victims' associations and rights advocates say the violence was ramped up by Facebook's algorithms, saying they play up extremist content that encourages harmful disinformation and hate speech. Tesla says that Airbnb co-founder Joseph Jebbia has joined the electric vehicle maker's board, reversing a move to trim the number of directors at the world's most valuable car maker. Tesla adds that in June, it planned to have just 7 board seats after the departure of Oracle Inc. co-founder Larry Ellison in August, sparking criticism from a shareholder body over a lack of independent board members. In July, SOC Investment Group filed a complaint with the US Securities and Exchange Commission saying Tesla's plan failed to comply with the 2018 consent decree with the SEC that included having 2 independent board seats. That agreement stemmed from a tweet by CEO Elon Musk about taking Tesla private. Ellison, a self-described close friend of Musk, was appointed by Tesla in December 2018 to comply with the agreement. Oppo A17 and Oppo A77s are tipped to launch in India soon. Pricing details for the phones in India have also been tipped by retailer Mahesh Telecom. The Oppo A17 is set to be launched as a budget device, while the Oppo A77s is a mid-range offering. The former offers 4GB RAM and 64GB of storage, while the latter packs 8GB RAM and 128GB of inbuilt storage. The Oppo A17 was recently launched in Malaysia, powered by a MediaTek Helio P35 and equipped with 50-megapixel dual-rear cameras. According to the retailer, the Oppo A17 costs ₹12,499 for the 4GB RAM plus 64GB storage model, and the Oppo A77s costs ₹17,999 for the 8GB RAM plus 128GB storage variant. However, Oppo is yet to officially announce details regarding the launch of the Oppo A17 and Oppo A77s in India. Microsoft announces that it will be discontinuing iOS support for its predictive QWERTY keyboard application software SwiftKey. The keyboard application will reportedly be delisted from the Apple App Store on 5th of October. However, iOS users who have already installed the SwiftKey application on their iPhone or iPad will be able to continue using the application until it is manually uninstalled or when the user migrates to another iOS device. Microsoft acquired the predictive keyboard technology company SwiftKey for a reported British pound sterling 250 million, that is roughly ₹1,990 crore, in 2016, and has since been working on developing Android and iOS capabilities for the application while integrating it with its own Word Flow Touch keyboard technology for Windows.